30 years ago, when Fred was worried about getting in the playoffs, I was a young pup trying to sell pro volleyball in Seattle, the Seattle Smashers. Only a few of us in the room will remember that iconic team. That was professional co-ed volleyball. I don't know which is going to be harder, some volleyball, this project we're about to share with you guys today. But in either case, I'm sure I'll have to score back.
He's okay.
Before we get going, I want you guys to think about two words, big and vision. We're going to be presenting some very big thoughts here today, and I want you to think of it in a much larger scope, perhaps, than what we've been talking about as it relates to the facility issue in Seattle. I think we all agree that public funding of sports arenas are over, at least in this city. The model is broken. We believe we have a new model, and we believe we have a facility concept that generates revenue year-round, a facility that is innovative and profitable, and a facility that is 100% privately financed. I want to share with you our little phrase that we're using for the Emerald City Center. We believe this will become Seattle's grand center of commerce and culture. All of you live around here, and I think you'll agree with me, that no other city or state boasts the amazing diversity and quality of economic and cultural lifestyle Seattle, Washington. I just moved back here after 8 years in New York, and it gave me a great perspective of what Seattle really is. Seattle's an amazing place. When you leave and come back, it really puts it in perspective. It's an incredible place that is totally unmatched. We believe the Emerald City Center concept has been developed to celebrate and showcase the virtue of this incredible city and region. The focus of the ECC is really not a basketball arena, okay? That's not the focus. The focus is four pavilions of interactive display and information similar to Epcot. These four areas are designed to showcase Seattle and Washington State's greatest economic engines. Aviation, aerospace, technology, natural resources and agriculture, and retail, okay? So please, you'll hear a lot more about this. Washington-based companies like Boeing, Microsoft, Weyerhaeuser, Nordstrom, and Costco, we believe are prime candidates for corporate partnerships of this facility concept. These pavilions will form the boundaries of a complex that will also include a multi-purpose entertainment center for pro and college basketball and hockey, performing arts and family-style entertainment performances, and also a native cultural facility showcasing the rich heritage of our Northwest Native American, Asian, and Pacific Islander populations. In addition, a variety of quality retail and food boutiques providing special shopping and dining experiences will be obviously part of this. We also want to include some period design residences that reflect the architectural design of early Seattle. We've got a great history here. We need to do some things to help promote and showcase that. One of the locations I want to stress, you always got to start with your dream, your wish, and everybody here that has been involved in real estate, whether purchasing it or selling it, knows that location is critical. We believe the ideal location for this complex is Pier 46 on Seattle waterfront. I think you all know where that is. It's right in between Quest and Safeco if you walk out to the water. It's currently being used as a container shipping port. Additional sites include the Seattle Center and three other locations near Safeco and Quest. So there's no Renton, no Bellevue. We believe this facility needs to be in downtown metropolitan Seattle. Here's a few thoughts of why we like Pier 46, and believe me, we're not the first folks to talk about utilizing that space down there, and trust me, we know all about the dangerous road of political surprise that we're about to encounter as we throw this out there today. And we certainly don't want to displace one longshoreman job or anything associated with the container industry. We just think that that location could be better used in another location, put it somewhere else, not in the prime real estate of one of the most fabulous cities on the West Coast of the United States. Okay, so please make sure we're clear on that. We're not talking about relocating or taking away from that industry. We just think it might be better served in a more industrial prone site. We like Pier 46, close proximity to the infrastructure of Quest and Safeco, good highway access from I-5 and I-90. It creates continual expansion of downtown Seattle's southern perimeter, which will continue to increase more private sector investment. Waterfront access to cruise ships in the Washington State Ferry System. I don't know if you guys saw it when you came in, but today marks the first day of the beginning of the cruise industry calling on Seattle. There will be 211 cruise ships calling on Seattle this year, representing 800,000 passengers. And according to the economic report on that, each berth generates $1.2 million in the city of Seattle, okay? So here we got this amazing tourism infrastructure already here. Seattle has been voted the best destination in America countless times by visitor industry publications and folks in that arena. And we don't have a really cool place for visitors to come and see all of Seattle and Washington in one snapshot, one opportunity to come around that. Obviously, we think it's a much better use than it currently is being used, that particular location. And we will create a spectacular, architecturally appropriate addition to this waterfront. This will be, I hope, equivalent to Sydney's Opera House. When people come in and see the structure on the waterfront, they're going to say, wow, that is Seattle. That's the landmark. In the middle of this pavilion, I don't know if any of you have a chance. Why don't you pass that around? It's hard to see from back there. Pass this around, please. There will be a sports arena. Okay? That's why most of you are here. And